Dr. Dryden, we have a question from Brenda in California for you. Brenda wants to know if a horse can have low-grade laminitis for several months without it being detected by your farrier. So I think it's interesting because often our farriers are our first line of defense for these laminitis cases. What are farriers looking for? What should they be looking for? And can that go on without anyone noticing for a bit?
Yes, it absolutely can. Horses can have very low grade, mild laminitic episodes in which they look like they're a little foot sore. They look like they're, oh, you know, maybe he's a little tender. He went, you know, we went on a trail ride and maybe it wasn't the greatest ground and they're a little sore. But it's very, very, very common to have multiple low grade episodes without any detection. And most horses through their lifetime will have a laminitis episode, but not have catastrophic displacement of their pedal bone. So it's important to note that a horse can have laminitis without laminar failure and displacement of the bone. They can have inflammation of the lamina and be laminitic and have a mild episode without having catastrophic failure. So I do think it's more common than we think it is. Just recently, I had a case of a horse that, you know, this was a jumper that was a little foot sore. They were having trouble keeping the horse sound. And I looked at the horse. There were some mild growth rings in the horse's hoof capsule. And I said, you know what? Let's just test this horse. Test the horse. Definitely insulin was high and had Cushing's. So, you know, these are things that we just have to be very, very vigilant of. On that topic of noting that the horse has this possible predisposition, we have to be very careful about what we treat these horses with, especially when we're talking about sport horses and treating with joint injections and corticosteroids. We can induce a laminitis episode just by treating a horse with a steroid like triamcinolone for a simple cough and joint injection. So, this is very, very critical that we understand what's going on with our horses before we treat them with something like a glucocorticoid.